Greetings and peace to our listening radio audience. Thank you for joining us today for our radio broadcast of Imam Shahid's show, The Reality of the Creator. Today we will bring to you a discussion on the five pillars of Islam. I know that we have many who are listening to us, our radio audience, who are so curious about the religion and way of life of Islam. The five pillars of Islam will explain to you the basic foundation of the religion of Islam. We will now join you in, with our speaker, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Before we join you, I want to let you know that we broadcast every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And we also ask you to have others to call in and join us. Pass the word and let us know about our radio broadcast. This is what we call zakat for us. It's the sacrifice. As our income is limited, and we do have to play for this radio broadcast show time. So if there's any of you out there who would like to donate for this effort, we would sure appreciate it. Now we will give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz, our main host today. Imam Shahid Shabazz. Imam Shahid Shabazz doesn't appear to be on the air. He called and said he was on his way. I expect him to be here in just a few minutes. But I will give for you who are listening with us the first time today a little information regarding Imam Shahid Shabazz and his works. For nearly 40 years, Imam Shahid Shabazz has traveled throughout parts of the South and Northeast areas of the United States, distributing his merchandise and spreading the word of God. His spiritual teachings and words of inspiration have been a solace and encouragement for countless people. He is strongly committed and very serious about his commitment to dedicating his life in service to his Creator through his outreach ministry and community service work. He gives constantly of his time and personal charity to those seeking his help, and the number is increasing daily. He is usually a lone traveler on his journey in the service of humanity. He says, in order to gain heaven, you have to call all the people to God. As the number of people seeking his spiritual teachings and guidance is increasing, he took his brother's suggestions and started making CDs of his teachings to hand out to him. The request for his CDs has grown so that it has placed him in a financial strain trying to produce them. And I would also like to know that you are listening to one of his CDs when you listen to The Ghost of Slavery. That is Imam Shahid Shabazz speaking. On his CD, and the Ghost of Slavery. And I believe he had that CD on last week, and I intend to bring it back this week. He is not spreading the word by way of Blog Talk Radio, and can be heard each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And thank you for your support. For those who would like to assist him in his efforts to continue to provide community services to the people in the North Carolina and Washington, D.C. metro area, he can be reached by email at Shahis4Naturals, that's S-H-A-I-S, the number four, the word naturals, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S, at gmail.com, or S-H-N-I-A-N-W-P, or the number four again, you, at yahoo.com. His phone number is 336-497-8734. Now we are still awaiting for Imam Shahid Shabazz to join us on the program on the five pillars of Islam. For those of you who are not familiar with the five pillars of Islam, as I say, they're the foundation of Islam from which we are provided with to live, to guide us and direct us in our life on this earth and how we live our life. And the best way, the way the Creator has chosen for us to live our life. Number one, the first one is that we must believe in the one God alone whose proper name is Allah. We must believe and know that He is one God without partners. He is the Creator of all creation. We must have that belief and that faith. He is the unseen God. He neither begetteth nor is begotten, and there is none like unto Him. The second pillar of Islam is Salat. In order for us to comprehend the way that we are to live our life on this earth according to our Creator is through our conversation with Him. And prayer is our conversation with our Creator. We communicate to Him through our prayer. We pray five times a day to keep us constantly focused on who we are and whose we are and our purpose on earth. We pray five times a day to our Creator. And in return, by studying His Word, the Quran, we receive His answers through His Word, through His teaching from the Quran. He gives us guidance to the way of life we should live. And He warns us consequences if we don't follow these guidance. So we definitely use the Quran because this is what we live our life on, upon studying and understanding of the teachings, because that is the word. Those are the words in the Quran that comes directly from our Creator to us as a guidance for us to live. And so therefore, we want to understand how the importance of prayer and the reason why we pray constantly to our Creator at least five times. Those are the obligatory prayers, the prayers that He has requested us to pray, the times of day that He gives to us. After the five prayers, then we have fasting. Fasting during the month of Ramadan. That's once a year. It's in the month of Ramadan. We fast throughout the month, abstaining ourselves from eating or touching any meal or being involved with worldly activities or even necessary activities during the day for survival. To sustain us, our jobs, etc., do we become involved in. We use that for fasting and praying the month of Ramadan and studying the Quran, reading the entire Quran, if at all possible. We try hard to read the entire Quran and not just read words, but to understand what you're reading, the message that is in it for us. After fasting, we give in zakat. Zakat is our charity. And we give what we can afford. I believe it's 2.5% of our earnings of what we can afford to give. If not our earnings, then definitely of ourselves and our work and our deeds and helping others and working in the community. We give this to any way that we can possibly to those who are in need of assistance in our community or in the community, because the whole world, we are all one creation. We are all one human family. So we reach out not just in the Muslim community. We reach out into our community around us, our immediate community, and if we can go further, we do that to work together as one humanity. Then after Zakat comes our Hajj, a pilgrimage to Mecca. These are the five pillars of Islam that Imam Shahid Shabazz will be speaking on today. As he joined us, Imam Shahid Shabazz, he is arriving now. He's a little late, but he's here. And he's going to go further into discussion of the five pillars of Islam and their meaning and how we apply them in our life to live the way that our Creator wants us to live, to be the best of servants for Him on earth. And now Imam Shahid Shabazz, we bring him on the air to join us.
Good morning. Good morning. And peace be unto you all. Today, we want to start our talk today by saying, first of all, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We give all praise to Allah that is, in English, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. We acknowledge that there is only one God for all people. And we acknowledge that this God not only created creation, but He sustained all creation. With that said, we want to say, what's the name of Allah, the Creator, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. People, today we want to say that the pillars of Islam means, in essence, the principles of Islam. We want to take our time. Please be patient with us. Pillars really means principles. You know, life is governed by principles. And these principles are moral principles. So when you think of pillars of Islam, you must think of moral character, because principles also means character. It's the way one conducts themselves. And Almighty God, Allah, say He created creation and the human being to test us, to see which of us would be best in moral conduct or good conduct. Okay? So let's start out this way, understanding that principles means, it means moral guidance. It means, it also means law. Principles mean law. Law is what governs all creation. All creation follows law. And in following the law of Almighty God, Allah, it keeps everything in creation in order. So we, as Muslims, Christians, Jews, and all people of the world, until we come back to the moral principles, the moral law of our Creator, Allah, we will continue to destroy ourselves and destroy each other. Because law is what checks our conduct. The law of God is what teaches us the difference between right and wrong. So if we don't have the law of Allah in our life, then we have no life. And if you don't have life, what's next? Death and destruction. And that's what we see in most of the people in the world today. So for all of the children of the world and all of the adults of the world, we must come back to Islamic law. And I want to explain this a little further. A lot of people may not know what Islam means. Islam is a word that derives from peace, the peace of God, Allah. Islam means peace. What it means is this, that when anybody, anything that the Creator has created stays in harmony with His divine eternal will, then it also stays under his peace. And his peace brings about harmony and justice. See, all of these divine qualities go together. So I'm saying this to say that Adam, the first man, the first prophet, and all of the prophets thereafter, you know, Noah, Solomon, Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, Abraham, Lot, Noah, all of these great prophets and messengers of Allah that I mentioned, and many, many more that I didn't mention, they all taught Islam. They taught Islamic principles. Islam is an Arabic word from the Holy Quran, and it means submission to the will of Allah or Almighty God. And when anyone or anything submits to the will of Almighty God, Allah, it comes automatically under the peace of Allah. One of the titles or the names of Allah is As-Salam. As-Salam in the Quranic Arabic means the peace. That God is the peace. You want peace? You got to have Allah. You got to have God in your life. And you can't be praying with God. Most people in religion today, they say, I believe in God. Whether they call God Jesus, Jehovah, Buddha, Yahweh, or whatever they call God, Allah, the Creator, it doesn't matter. What matters is the Creator knows who you are calling on. And if you're not calling on Him and His correctness, He will not acknowledge your call on Him. Almighty God, Allah says in His final revelations in the Holy Quran, He said, I call it on every human being to listen to me, to my call, and come back to me. He said, let them with a will also listen to my call, that they may walk in the right way. Hold on just a second, radio listening audience. I want to make sure that you all can hear me. Just one moment.
Islam, I don't even hear myself on there no more, so you got to be listening. I'm listening to myself. And this is an echo mic up there, and I don't like to be interfered with when I'm talking to people. Okay, peace be with you, my audience.
I'm back. And I just wanted to make sure that our equipment was operating correctly so that you all could understand what I was saying. I like for things to be in order. And so in continuation, I just want to say my wife wanted the children, not only of Islam, but of all the world, to understand what the principles of life they need to have a future. Because as we see today, the children have no future with their adults living the way they are living today. Most adults are doing things immoral. Most adults are not setting the right example for their children. You got people killing their children. You got people, I see people as I travel throughout this country, in particular America, the United States of America. I see people, especially in the African-American race, but it's in all races. Not only are they killing their children, but even in the way they talk to their children, I see them cursing their children like they're cursing an adult, you know, just using all kinds of profane language to their children. I mean, look, babies. I mean, and it's absurd. And Almighty God, Allah said, this world we living in, the material world, is a world of absurdity. Meaning that if you only believe in the material world, then you are an absurd person. That means that you are a person who is just ridiculous. You don't think, you don't use good rational sense. You just follow blind, evil emotions, blind, evil, false desires. You know, because false desires Our false desires as human beings leads us into evil. Almighty God, Allah, say the Lord of this material world, materialism, is the root of all evil. So, you know, if we want to change this world, bring this world back to where we can live in peace, in harmony, in justice, and equality, we must come back to the five pillars of faith, the five principles of Islam. Pillars also means that which holds up the structure. You know, I used to do construction work, and we had to build a foundation first before we could build houses or apartments. And the foundation is the pillar which holds the structure. So our life has to have structure. But before our life can have structure, we must have pillars also to go along with that structure to build the structure. See, the structure is the foundation, and the pillars is what we call the structure of the house. That's what completes the house or the home. In the human language and the spiritual life, what we're saying is that you have to have these pillars of Islam, which is, as my wife said, is first of all, the first principle that govern all faith for all people is La ilaha illallah. That is the belief that there is no God, no greater but one for all people. Not a God for Christians, not a God for Muslims, not a God for Jews and Buddhists, Hindu. No, no, no. There's only one God, one creator for all people. See, that's the first principle you got to have in your life, to know that your God, your creator, is the same as everybody else's creator, and he's also the same creator that created all creation. And you got to know that there's nothing that he created that is comparable with him in any respect or aspect. You got to know that first. Once you have a clear understanding that there is only one creator, then you will automatically come into the understanding, because he will bring you into an understanding that he created, because he's one, he created one human spirit in all human beings. His spirit is one. It's not two, it's not three, it's not three and one. You can't divide God, the creator. He's only one. You see, and the next thing you must realize after this is that you must realize you must praise this creator. You must worship him, because in praising and worshiping him, this keeps your life going in the order, in the way that leads you back to him and his eternity, which is called heaven. He created us not just for temporary life, animal life. He created us and put his spirit, his root, his spirit in us to give us eternal life. So you must keep in prayer with your own creator so that you can be guided by your creator. This is for the young people and the adults. The next thing you must understand is that you have to learn fasting. What does this represent? It represents self-restraint, self-control. So that we will understand that we are not put in life, created by our Creator, to just do whatever we want to do. We're put here for a purpose. And the purpose is to worship and serve our Creator and him alone. So we must fast to learn self-restraint. You see, we must also realize that one of the main pillars of faith is that we must recognize we are all one. In Islam, we call this Hajj, a pilgrimage. We make a journey. That is, Muslims of all people, of all races in Islamic faith, traveling to Mecca in this city in Saudi Arabia, where the house called the Kaaba was built by Prophet Abraham for all people, and his son Ishmael, symbolizing that the God that they worship is the one God, one creator, one Allah that created all people from his worship and his worship alone. And that's what that house symbolized. So we travel there, Almighty God, Allah, say once in a lifetime, if we he bless us with the physical health and the economic resources and the mental right state of mind, being in a sane mind, not an insane mind, to go there as a symbol that we are one people under one creator and that we are to work for the unity, the love, the justice of our creator for all people. That's what Hajj represents. So, just give it a little understanding on the five pillars of faith. Pillars, again, means foundation. Without understanding the pillars, you cannot develop faith. You can't build a house or a structure without a foundation. You can't build faith in Allah without principles, moral principles to build upon. Morals means good conduct. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, said righteousness is good morality. So people, pillars of Islam means good morality. It means right conduct. And that's what we don't see in Islam today with most Muslims, right conduct. That's what we don't see in Christianity with most Christians, right conduct. That's what we don't see in Judaism or any other ism. Isms only mean divisions. Religion divides people. Almighty God, Allah didn't create religion. No, he did not. Almighty God, Allah created deen, al-fitra, way of life, a way of life for all creation, a way of life for all people. And Islam is that way of life that unites all people under the oneness of our Creator. So this is what we must understand today. So if my wife, the co-host, have any children in the audience that want to come on and ask me any questions about Islam, in particular about the faith, don't have to be Muslim children. It can be just any children. We are all one. All the children are our children. And we must learn and understand that we are not going to be have a future unless we try to save all our children from these vampires out here. And I figure these people that are trying to destroy our children, like these homosexuals, these lesbians, these gays, these perverts out here who are trying to pervert and corrupt our children and let them and teach them that it's all right to go against the very good nature that Almighty God Allah created in them. That's a lie. And I stand against every one of you in the government or otherwise. If you teach that it's all right for men to marry men, women to marry women, and for men and women to adopt children and teach them to be against their nature, for a boy to act like a girl and a girl act like a boy, you are nothing but devils in the flesh, jinn. And Almighty God has cursed you. Almighty God, Allah said, the man that puts on the woman dress is cursed, and the woman that puts on the man dress is cursed. And he don't merely mean just clothes. The outer clothes, he means taking on a man mentality and a woman taking on a man mentality and a man taking on a woman's mentality. Because your mind is what causes you to act. And if you go a little bit further, it's the intentions in your heart that causes you to think the way you think, good or bad. So Almighty God Allah said he will never change the condition of an individual, of a people, until they first change what's in their very soul and heart. What do you mean? Almighty God Allah mean he made the heart good. He made the heart pure. He made the heart to be able to distinguish the right nature that he created in there for the man and the woman. For the man to know he's a man and how to act as a man, and the woman to know how she's supposed to act as a woman. Rule of the mind. So this is what we must understand in the introduction of the five pillars or principles of Islam that governs the faith of Islam for all people in the world. So at this time, if we have any children to come on, or adults that want to talk on the five principles or pillars of Islam, I give you the opportunity to do so at this time. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Imam Shabazz. Wow, powerful and profound teachings as usual. Coming from Imam Shahid Shabazz, And we want to thank you again, our radio listening audience. If there is any of you out there in the audience who are listening and would like to make a comment or ask a question, push the number one. Push number one on your phone. And your number will show up and we will call you on so that you can give us some feedback. This is our show, not just Imam Shaheed's, yours. This is Israel's show. It is our show, the people's show. So we want you to join us. Join us with comments and let us know your feelings, what you're thinking. And help us here because we are all can have input that someone else has knowledge that the other one doesn't have. That's how we come together and unite with the knowledge and information that we all have, which brings in a better understanding and brighter light. So we want you to come in with your comments. Come in and ask questions so that we can assist you in teaching you that which you are seeking of knowledge of your Creator and teaching it in the way that you will understand it if you're confused in any way. I see we don't have any callers today. The children will probably be about another couple of Sundays coming in, as I'm going to be teaching myself today at the Masjid around 12:30, teaching the children. This is my first day. I'm excited because I will be teaching on the five pillars of Islam also. They have to become organized. This is their first day today, so we have to get it together first, make sure they're prepared and ready to come on, anxious and excited about being involved in the radio broadcast show. This is something new to them, so we have to prepare them first. If there's anyone in the audience, however, who would like to make a comment, I'll ask the question, you may do so at this time. We don't seem to have anyone who's showing up to make a comment. I've noticed and noticed in our statistics that we always have people in the audience, but unless you want to hit the number one button, push number one, you won't be seen over the switchboard so that we can bring you on the air. So you need to push your number one button if you would like to participate. And now back to our host speaker for today, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Thank you very much. People, this is very serious. You know, life is very short. We don't have a long time here on this planet called Earth. We were created for a limited period of time, and we were created for justice. So understand that. And we were created for righteousness. You see? So the next thing I want to speak on is rigid religion is sincerity. People, in this, what Almighty Allah blessed me to wake up in the morning and write from His divine inspiration to you is this. Almighty God said to me, He said to say to you all, that if you want to serve Allah, your Creator, no matter whether you say you're Christian, Muslim, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, Almighty God Allah said, first, your devotion to Him must and should be sincere devotion. He said also, your devotion should be to please Him, your Creator, not the people, not to please people. You see so many people in all religion today trying to please each other, impress each other, trying to compete with each other. And who knows this? I know the truth better than you do. When the same truth is for all of us, to bring us into unity and harmony, not conflict and confrontational arguments for just the sake of argument to try to act like we're better than one another when we're all equal in the sight of Almighty God. Almighty God say, also, we're not the judge of each other. He said, we should never judge anybody. He said, because He's God, and He's the only judge, and He's the only one who can judge, because Allah's judgment is always just. we all as human beings are being judged by our Creator at all times. And we have a record where it's being recorded all that we do from the time we're born until the time we die. It's called the record of deeds. And on that day of judgment, resurrection of our dead bodies, and judgment in the world, in the hereafter, of Almighty God Allah, Allah say He will tell us as individual human beings, read your own record. It is sufficient and clear to make out an account of everything you did in my creation on earth. So you will read your own record. And it will have nothing in your record but proof. So we should stop judging other people, because this is a sin and it's haram. It's forbidden by Almighty Allah. And we should worship and serve Allah with our whole hearts, mind, and body, and heart, and souls, with sincerity. Even though we do this, it may not be enough. Why? Because our hearts and souls may be impure or unclean. We should sincerely call on Allah, call upon our Creator to give us His divine spiritual light by which our sincerity may commend itself to Allah as true sincerity to our Creator. Always knowing Allah sees and knows all things, seen and unseen, people. Our sincerity should be real sincerity with Allah, our Creator. For when we return back to Allah, Allah shall strip us of all pretense, even such self-deception that as may satisfy or please us in this our life in the material world. There is too much playing in religion today, people, but we cannot hide anything from Allah or our Creator. Allah knows our hearts, and Allah knows what is with us in our hearts and minds at all times. When we don't see Allah, realize that Almighty God Allah always sees us and knows what's in our hearts and our minds. We are His creatures. He knows us better than we know ourselves. In fact, we don't know ourselves unless we know Him, because He created us and gave us our identity. And He knows what is in our hearts. People, Allah gives all of us this life in this world. He gave all of us a chance to change from selfishness and come back to His straight way, which is a way that leads you to unity with your brother and sister, and automatically in your heart, in your mind, in your godly nature, you want the good that you enjoy for your other brothers and sisters among mankind. In other words, Almighty God Allah say you're not a true believer until you love for your brother and sisters among mankind His goodness that you love for yourself. If we misuse our time in this world, fleeing in vanities, we will not get another chance to change after we die. Death ends our chance to change. So why not examine ourselves, our hearts, our souls, now in the material world, examine ourselves, do self-evaluation and examination inside and outside in the day. That is, our hearts and deeds, examine them. Our heart, because our heart intentions is what produce in our actions or deeds. Allah's judgment is final. Allah will not change his judgment on us at the day of judgment. And Allah will not change his judgment for anybody, people, or anybody. This material world and all the things in it is about to come to an end. So that means judgment day is near, people, very, very near. And we don't stay in Allah's will or way, which is Islam. And we die in a state of division and sin. Allah says we will enter hell to dwell therein forever. This is no joke, people. Our time here on earth is about to expire. Confessing our sins at the day of judgment will be too late. Now is the time on this earth, Almighty God, Allah said, for action and spiritual profit. He didn't say material profit. He said spiritual profit. And our time on earth is running out fast for spiritual profit. Not material gain, but spiritual gain. And people, I want to say this, because this is very important. This is what caused the fall of the Satan or the devil in common term, a language people call the enemy of all mankind. Self-pride is the root of all sin and evil. And self-pride is our worst enemy, people. That is, to only think of yourself and forget about your human family. Humanity is everybody's business. We should love one another. Almighty God Allah said he created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know one another and not despise and not hate one another. Want others to serve you and help you. But think you don't have to do the same for others. This Allah say is the worst sin of all, selfishness, which leads into greed, evil, and all corruption. Allah say, you are not, again, a true believer in Allah until you love the good of Allah for others that you love for yourselves. Most people don't practice this way of living. Most Muslims don't practice this way of living. Oh, you're here talking it, but actions speak louder than words. Allah said he will judge us by our intentions and action, not by talking. Allah, in the Holy Quran, say just mere lip profession of faith is not enough. Allah said faith is a matter of following his divine goodwill and striving in this cause of truth, justice, and righteousness. The key word here is practice. It goes back to the pillar of faith. If you don't practice the pillar of faith, then you can't come into the life that Almighty God created in you, the spiritual life. Doing this, not talking about doing this. Okay, we'll continue. Or is it its sincerity? Life is in moral excellence. Death is in evil ways or habits. Examine your life day by day, people. Bring your minds back to right thinking. Bring your souls back to right thinking. Bring your mind and soul back to God consciousness. Then evil cannot harm you. In fact, evil will acknowledge you to be beyond its influence. It won't even be able to influence you because you'll be in this world of evil, but not of it. Evil's job is to put fear in your hearts and minds by keeping your minds and hearts from true knowledge and understanding of the Creator's plan for your life. In other words, evil's job is to divide or separate our minds and hearts from true knowledge of Allah by mixing truth with falsehood, or true knowledge with false knowledge. Seek true knowledge of the Creator's plan for your life by knowing that His plan for your life is all good and true, and it must have true understanding of your true nature, which is all good. Almighty God loves all good. Bad or false knowledge, people don't know this, so it keeps them from in touch with the true reality of the unseen, reality of the Creator. The things that we see are not real. They are only signs of the eternal and the living, ever-living Creator who created them. Evil really have no power except the power people give evil by the freedom of will or choice. We have to choose evil over good. Almighty God, Allah says in His final revelation, He says He called every human being to goodness, His righteousness. He said, but we have to have the will to listen to His call and follow His will that we may what? Walk in the right way. We can't walk in the right way without understanding the will of Allah, our Creator. You know, the worst enemy of mankind today is ignorance. And even in the Bible, the whole Bible, not the one people follow today, but the so-called Bible that Prophet Jesus taught. It wasn't called a Bible, it was called the Injil or the Gospel. You see, another term of Bible could be the Book of Enlightenment. Okay? All the prophets and messages taught from the revelation that Allah or the Creator revealed to them, and it was the Book of Enlightenment to bring people out of spiritual ignorance and spiritual darkness into spiritual light and understanding of Allah. And Allah says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge of knowing me, their Creator. Okay? Now, in continuation on religion and sincerity, will is the key, people. Allah says He will never change the condition of our life from evil to good. Good life. Until we change what's in our hearts and souls. That is, change the bad that we desire, the selfishness, the evil that we desire in our heart intentions from bad to good intentions. Then Allah will change our outer condition back to the good that He created us in the beginning of time, inside and outside. It was a heaven on this earth. And Almighty Allah said he will soon bring it back. And so that must mean that evil must be destroyed real soon, because he said he will bring this back real soon now, people. So if you don't want to be destroyed by the evil of your own deeds, turn away from your wicked ways. Turn away from your evil deeds and turn back to the good nature inside of you that Almighty God Allah created. So you will know the life that Allah, the Creator, gave you from the death of the influence of evil that we choose for ourselves. But we must give our whole heart back to our Creator, people, totally. We cannot give some of our heart to our Creator. Allah say, our Creator said he didn't create two hearts in our one body, meaning you cannot worship good and worship evil at the same time. You cannot be of this world and of the world of the Creator, Allah, at the same time. No. We must give our whole hearts back to Allah. Then he will accept our will, and then Allah will give us his will, which is all good, all the time. People, this means that we won't take good, the goodness of Allah, as a convenience. We won't take the goodness and the righteousness of Allah like we take and put on our clothes and take off our clothes. No. See, serving Allah is a complete way of life all the time, from the cradle to the grave. And Almighty God Allah said we must seek his truth from the cradle to the grave, from the time we're born until the time we die. People, this is the only way we can destroy evil, people, in our life and this world. The heart is the key to open the door to true life. Allah is life. Want life? Want Allah, people. Want death? Want to follow self. Self will lead you to death every time. Almighty God, Allah says, all the good that happens in our life come from God, Allah. He's all good. If you take one of the O's out of the word good, what's left? God. Meaning he's all good. Self will lead us to evil and destruction. Self-destruction, people, and the destruction of each other. Think about this truth deep down in your hearts and soul, people. In our conclusion of what Almighty Allah revealed to us one morning on religion and sincerity, if we tolerate evil in the world, people, and that's what's happening. The government of the United States is tolerating evil, passing law that they know go against the law of Almighty God. They practice it. Immoral habits against the majority of God's people, are present as people. And they know what they're doing. They read the word of God and don't follow it. They mix their own evil ways into the law, in the world of law, to lead the people astray and destroy the people, because the government of the United States, in particular, and all the government of the world, are under the influence of the devil, of the Satan. And we can see this clear, especially with the United States of America government, who's supposed to be the lead government of all the nations of the world. That's right. Listen, people, if we continue to tolerate the evil of this government and depend on this government to save us, we are totally lost forever. The government don't care nothing about the government. It's supposed to be a democracy, a government of the people and by the people. We never, as African American people, especially, And then other people like that. But as an American people, I want this to go to you personally. You will never, and you will never, see democracy for yourselves as a race in the United States of America. They never intended it when they wrote the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. Include you to see democracy, to share equally in this country, in the prosperity, as Caucasian or so-called white people are Jews. No. Continue to grow African-American people and learn your roots, where you come from, who you were before you were born to the United States of America and made slaves for a so-called white man. Stand firm against evil. Stand firm against the evils in the government. No government in the history of mankind has saved the people from the destruction that it established to destroy the people. The people have been separated from the government. So I want you to understand this. And they had to turn back to Almighty God. That don't mean that you don't have to vote, because it's a process that we must go through in order to change the government. We can't change the people, but Almighty God Allah can, and he's doing so. But he's not doing it fast enough for most of us. Why? Because most people are not changing their life fast enough to live a good life or turning back to Almighty God, trusting him rather than trusting this corrupt government in the United States and the world. You see, in our personal life, and as people of sincere faith in Allah, Allah says, fight firmly against evil. The world will not change if we as human, as rights, excuse me, do nothing to make a change. It starts with a change in our life. Life is in change, people. All life is a continuous growing process. When life stops growing, there is no more life. There's death. So we must continue to grow in our mind, in our hearts, by understanding the words of Almighty God Allah in the Holy Quran, which is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. All of the revelations of scriptures that Almighty God Allah revealed to all his prophets and messengers has been tampered with. He knew this. He allowed this to happen to test the faith of all people in the world until the coming of his last prophet, Muhammad, to whom he revealed his final revelations to as a mercy for all creatures and all mankind. And in his book, he said he protected it from evil coming in this book from in front of it, behind it, from the right or the left, meaning anyway. And I want you Muslims in particular to know this. Almighty God Allah said you won't even be able to touch the Quran if your heart is not pure. He don't mean touch the book, literally picking it up, reading it. He means that you will never get understanding of his message in the Quran to save your souls until your heart is sincere and holy for him and him alone and not yourself. In the creation of life by Allah, in the wombs, in the body of our mother, it was constant evolution or change and development of our life as a physical body. So in our spiritual life, in our souls, we must understand the same process, that we must continuously grow in our mind and in our souls until we reach our spiritual destination, which is back to our Creator in this heaven, eternal, in the hereafter. You see, our souls and our spiritual life is a continuous process. Also to evolve or grow, because we must understand life is in change, constant change. And life is an eternal evolution of the soul evil's mission is to stop life or cut off life by destroying life in the soul and mind with ignorance, keeping the mind ignorant of the whole truth by mixing truth with falsehood, truth with false knowledge. Seek only the truth from Allah, people, and then you can free your souls, your minds, and your hearts from the evils of yourselves and the evils of this evil, ungodly, unreal material world. So at this time, we want to bring back on the co-host, and we want to give anybody that's listening an opportunity to disagree with us, to agree with us, or just to ask the question if you don't understand something we said, so that we can help each other along the way on the straight way back to Almighty God, which begins in this world by cleaning up this world of the wickedness and evil in our own hearts and the wickedness and evil all around us that we see every day, which most people just pass by and accept. And it's not going to go away on its own. We have to destroy evil. Evil is not going to just leave. Evil's job is here to do its job, which is to destroy our souls and mind, and it's on this job, and it will stay on this job. The question is, you people of faith and all religions, are you on your job? And the answer is easily to be brought about by all of you to your own self. No, you're not. And so until you get on your job, don't expect for evil to go away. Evil will not go away on its own. We have to destroy evil with truth and justice and righteousness. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you all. Co-host, would you come back on and try to bring anybody on that wants to share in this beautiful, spiritual, divine inspiration from our Creator Allah to everybody that's listening this day on the principles that govern life, the moral principles of faith that govern all life, you see, not only for human beings, but for all creatures and all creation. Peace, people. Give us a moment, and the co-host will be back on to give anybody an opportunity to come on and express what you think about our program. And I say our, meaning you all's too. Okay, peace, people.
Thank you, Imam Shaheen Chabaz, again. As usual, the brother is teaching. He's teaching, he's warning, and he's letting us know, people, that we must get it together. We must get our lives together, get ourselves together. Rethink what we're doing with our life and strive to get back to the one who created us and the purpose that he created us for. All right, and the five pillars of Islam, we understand they are the foundation, as you said, a structure, the foundation, a structure for the our life. That supports and holds our lives up to keep them strong and firm. We use and apply these five pillars, to use them, the principles of Islam. We strive to use them, let them be our law, instead of the law of the land and the people and man, and that which has us doing what is wrong instead of right, mixing good with evil. The Creator's laws are all good. They're all right, as he taught us. And people, we must get it together, as Imam Tahir Jabbar says, we must strive to live by moral principles, to build a structure for our life on that which is good, which is best, which our Creator has given to us. He didn't put us here without giving us the way of life that he has chosen for us to live, which is the best way of life. You've gone astray from that, as you can see, and doing all kinds of evils today because the result of not having a structured life, not having a foundation to build on, not having good morals or values in our lives to build upon. So let's listen carefully to these profound teachings that are being given to us and apply them to our home, our lives, separately, our hearts, our lives, our souls. Think on them, and strive to make the change for the better. Each day we must be striving for perfection. Whatever a Muslim seeks to do, we are taught, he seeks to perfect it. Every day should be constantly striving to perfect something in our lives, because we are all born weak with weaknesses, so that we can grow. If we have nothing to grow on, What's the use in saying we grow? Speaking of growing, when we don't have anything to grow on. So we have these weaknesses in us to bring us closer to our Creator, to turn us towards Him constantly, seeking His help, seeking His guidance, seeking His direction for our life. And we want to thank our Imam for the beautiful teachings that he's given to us. Thank him for taking the time. He has to sacrifice this time again. And it costs time and it costs money that right now we really don't have to pay to keep this program going for you, for you. So if there's anything that you would like to give to donate towards this show, we would certainly appreciate it. Dial 336-497-8734, Imam Shahid Shabazz, and let him know today that you can support us in whatever way you can. We would appreciate it. Again, I will give the show back to Imam Shahid Shabazz to continue with his beautiful, inspiring, and spiritual teaching.
Thank you very much. And thank you, listening audience, for taking out your time today to listen. We are humbled by your participation. We are humbled by your interest in learning more about our Creator, and His plan for our life so we can change this world. I'm tired. I don't know about y'all. Of sin, all this evil, every day. It's like we're living in hell right now. And the saddest thing is how most people, adults, are allowing our children to be destroyed by evil. From the government of the United States out to the people in the general public. We got to stop this. And we got to do it now. Because people are dying fast. Even as I talk, there's so many people dying. The next one could be you. Think about it. Are you ready to die? Are you prepared to meet your Creator? Huh? This is serious. Because when you die, people, the Creator, say you're going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. It's your choice. People, Almighty God, the Lord say, all the generations of people on this earth have been cursed because when He sent His messengers and prophets to them, they refused to accept the message of Almighty God, Allah's truth, from His prophets and His messengers. He said every generation, not a single one, obeyed His prophets and His messengers and His word that they brought to the people to change the world from this evil, corrupt world we have today like it's always been in the past. So what we want to read on now is something, a title, a subject that Almighty God, Allah bless us with one morning also. It's called Generations of Curse. Means that every generation of people on the planet Earth have been cursed, and we are cursed today as a whole people, except for a few of us that have understood that we're not self-sufficient, but that our life is dependent upon our Creator. In every phase and aspect of our life, we need the help, we need the mercy and the grace of Almighty God, Allah, our Creator, to save us from our own evil and selfish ways, deeds, and actions. This is what Almighty God Allah revealed to me, people. He revealed me to share with you that change don't happen except that the human heart wills to make a change. The heart is the driving force of human change. If the heart do not change, the conditions of human life cannot and will not change. Almighty God Allah created the human heart good. Also, Allah created to understand this truth. People, you must sincerely seek and ask Allah, the Creator, for right guidance. Most people of this world have been misled into falsehood, false knowledge. Be patient. This false knowledge keeps people, minds, and hearts in confusion so that they can or cannot distinguish truth from falsehood, true reality from false beings in the material world. Every being created in the material world is false, is an illusion. The true reality, people, is not the created things. They are temporary. The true reality is the unseen Creator, Allah, who is eternal. You see, Allah, the Creator, is infinite, which means He's unlimited. Everything created is finite, meaning that it's definitely limited and will pass away. It has limitations. Limitation means that at a point in time, everything that's created will pass away. The Creator is forever. This means Allah will last forever. The life Allah gave us human beings is not temporary life. The life Allah gave us people is everlasting life or eternal life. But if people choose, and it's a choice, it's our choice, if people choose to believe in the things, the material things they see, and in themselves, which they see, their body, then people, you will lose your real spiritual life, which is inside your soul and heart. People, don't follow past generations that run astray, that kill and disobeyed the prophets and messengers of God, and mostly they were the Jews, and the people we call white people today are Gentiles. Yeah, they were the main people that Almighty God Allah sent prophets and messengers to. And read the Holy Quran if you want to get a confirmation on this. All people, the Holy Quran, they all, Almighty God Allah said, were destroyed, the generations in the past, by their own evil deeds, ways, and habits. And Allah says, this generation in the 21st century, now that we're in, He said the evil results of the deeds of evil people in this generation will soon overtake and destroy them too. And we see that happening fast every day. So be warned, people. Stop your selfish evil ways and habits, because destruction is very near if you don't. Allah says He is not the one who wrongs people. Allah says it is people that wrong their own souls with their own evil will and doings and deeds and actions. This is the generations of cursed people. But you can break this curse. Change your evil ways, people. Come back to true worship of Allah. True worship, people, needs to be aware at all times that your Creator Allah sees you and knows what's in your heart, even though you don't see Him. And then realize that even if nobody else don't see you when you're doing your evil, thinking about your evil, or even desiring evil, your Creator Allah is right there. When you're plotting evil in your heart, in your soul, He knows He's right there, listening to every word. He knows what you don't even say. He knows every whisper. He knows every leaf that falls from a tree. He knows every ant that crawls in the earth. He knows what's all in the sea, every creature, because He's the Creator, and He knows all. Even when no one else sees you, recognize and always know that your Creator always sees you and knows what you're doing, feeling, and thinking, and He will call you to account for all of it, what you think, what you feel in your heart, and what you do, and to fear, to do wrong, people. because no, you will answer for all your own doings to Allah at the judgment day. And know that every deed that you do will be for or against you on the day of judgment. Know that life here on earth is short and will soon be over. Life is not a game, people. Life is real. Life is in right thinking. Right thinking brings about right action. Change your thinking, people. Stop thinking wrong. Stop being selfish. Life is in love and unity. Want the best. Want the good for others that you enjoy or want for yourself. Then we can have a heaven on earth again. Heaven is in good living, good life. Life is good all the time because the giver of life, Allah, is good all the time. So to serve Allah, you can't live a good life and a bad life at the same time. Bad is in sin, people. Sin is death. Come to life. Come to good. Go to sin, go to death. The pay or the wages for sin is death. But the reward or the gift of Allah is eternal life. Choose which way or choose which one you want to follow. Okay? To life or death. Allah created the world for justice and righteousness. Allah's will or way is just and righteous. Our will or way as human beings is unjust and wrong. We must understand this or we have no hope, people. We will go on destroying each other. Turn away from your wicked ways now, today, before it is too late. Today could be your last day. Don't play with time. Stop it. We don't have a lot of time here on earth. The sands, as they say, in the hourglass of time, is running out fast. It's at the bottom, and time is about to run out. And when time runs out, the whole creation in the heavens and earth will run out too. It's going to disappear. Time will run out. Time is running out fast. Make time work for you and stop working against time. You can't beat time. And once time is gone, it won't come back and wait for you to get it together, people. Allah says He created time and people that we may grow to learn wisdom. Wisdom is in choosing the best and staying away from our mess. Only Allah can save us, people. Come back to Allah's righteousness before you can. Allah says sin can reach a point of stage when the doors of forgiveness are closed. People, history repeats itself. And also, history rewards all research. So if you want to know how to straighten out the problems in the world today, study history sincerely, and you'll get the answers. All past generations that did not turn away from their wicked ways were destroyed by their own evil deeds. This is what's happening today. It will go on until people turn back to the divine goodness of Allah inside their hearts and souls. Allah says, by the token of time, surely or truly, mankind is at a loss except or unless they have faith, in Allah, their creator, and do good deeds, and join together in the mutual or the same truth, in patience and constancy. Time is against evil. Time is with the good. Choose which side you are on, but understand the choice is a personal choice. That's it, people. We've said, oh, Almighty God, Allah wants us to say to you today, we don't need to talk a long time. We just need to be direct and to the point of the life that Allah created for us and what we must do to change this world back to the righteous world, the just world, the good world that Allah created from this bad, evil, and corrupt world that we're living in today that's about to annihilate and destroy every human being on the planet. I say peace be unto you all, and in my conclusion, I just want to say a universal prayer for all people, and this prayer is from all the prophets, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last prophet. It is a prayer that will save every human being on the planet, no matter what your religion, because our God is one God. No matter what anybody say, they believe three gods is one, and God is three in one. No, the creator of the heavens and the earth is one. And he's saying the final revelation is in the Holy Quran. If there were more than one God, our creator, we would see confusion in the heavens and the earth, but we don't do it. We see perfect peace and harmony and unity, reflecting the unity of the one God, Allah. So we're saying, inshallah, be the will of Allah, other God, the creator of the heavens and earth. We'll say this prayer the best we can in Arabic, in the Arabic of the Quran, not just in the Arabic language, because the Arabic of the Quran that Allah revealed to his last prophet Muhammad is all good, all pure, and all cool, not the language itself of the Arab people. No. Understand that this is a distinction. So this prayer in Arabic goes like this, people. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ameen. That is, with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Do you worship? And God in aid alone do we seek. Show us the straight way. The world goes on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, not of those whose portion is wrath, nor those who go astray from your straight way. I mean, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you all. Thank you for listening.
We want to again thank our host speaker, Imam Walker. Imam Shahid Shabazz, for bringing us this beautiful, beautiful teaching on the five pillars of Islam today. We ask you, our guest speakers, to tune in again next week, next Sunday, same time, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Also, pass the word on to those you know, have them to pass the word on, and let's bring on some more people on this show, people who want to ask questions, people who want to speak out. We have many people telling us they want to be on the show. They're going to call in. They have a message. They have something they want to say. They have questions. So far, I will have to check with them when we see them again, but I don't see any who have, if they've called in, they have chosen not to speak, they decide to listen. If they're chosen to speak, they're not showing up for some reason, studio here on our switchboard. But we want to thank all of you, those who choose not to speak. It's fine, fine, great. Listening is even better for you. We're taught this is how you learn, by listening. And if when you speak, you should have something to truly say. So maybe some feel like right now they just don't have the words that they would like to say. know how to express what they would like to say, their feelings, so they want to listen and hear more of the good spiritual inspiration teachings of Imam Shahid Shabazz. We thank him. We're going to end the show a little early today. We both have obligations. I have to do a teaching sooner today, and I have to be there at 12:30. So we want to thank you again, ask you to tune in next week at the same time through your cell phone or your line phone. Give us a call, 347-884-8511. And tune in to our inspirational teachings of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Thank you again, our radio listening audience, and have a wonderful and pleasant day. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase at your goal, don't give up the fight, travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart. All about all the goals you set, how you execute. Stay on your path, long as you believe, then you will have. Be who you wanna be, live the lifestyle with luxury. Poker face, don't let them see what you're going through. If you chase your dreams, you will succeed. All you want is a mansion, a condo in Manhattan, a ski lodge in the Aspens, beachfront in the Hamptons. Know you gotta keep trying, know you gotta keep fighting. Gets hard sometimes, trying to filter out the hate with all that lying. So just push past them skepticism, jump over the yes men, skate across that bullish. Still sticking to your plan, still following your dreams. Never let hate get you down, tackle it, cause defense is the only way to stand your ground. Keep your mind set on the finer things, born leader so you achieve. Never giving up on what you believe, couple setbacks but you still believe. So you push forward till your mark is made, change the game but you still gonna play. I could do it and you can too, so never mind what the haters say.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight. Travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart.
Can't break you down, so never give it up, can't break you down. People come and go, but don't stay around. Party mad hard, but don't play around. Follow your dreams,
do it.
You just gotta find what you love
and do it.
Don't talk about what you're doing. Better days bring change, so you gotta
use it.
Real talk, ain't key. It's not easy, might take long. With all the hate, move around me. I'm still standing, I'm still strong. Know you here for a purpose. Never stop, keep trying. In the end, you deserve it. When the tears come, just dry them. When the love come, embrace it. Get rewarded for your patience. Keep doing everything you believe in. Be guaranteed you're gonna make it. You destined for the spotlight. When it's your turn, let it shine on you like a supernova on a dark night. Struggle hard, grind hard too. Gotta keep on trying. In the end, you will succeed. So just take what comes and make the best of it. And keep your mind set on your dreams. And move forward, don't give up. Fall down, but get up. Pick yourself up, brush it off, and keep pushing till it get better.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight. Travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart.
Stand up, fight hard, play tough, don't fall. Dream big, don't quit, you can achieve it. Never give up, never give up. Never give up, never give up. Stand up, fight hard, play tough, don't fall. Dream big, don't quit, you can achieve it. Never give up, never give up, never give up, never give up.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight. Travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart.
You can do it, 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 you can do it.